When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time, the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. A little bit later than normal, I had the wonderful opportunity. I'm going to be sharing some of these clips on my YouTube channel. Brian Peacock of Locked On Niners and Locked On NFL, great friend, great dude. He's been, you know, doing this in this business longer than anybody. He started his own YouTube channel. And so I had the opportunity, myself and the other legend, Brad Graham, to be in his first guest on his new channel. I think it's called like Brian Peacock Overtime or Over. If you just look up Brian Peacock on YouTube, it pulls up. But yeah, you can go check that out. The full episode over an hour long, just talking offensive line. It was awesome. I was cheesing out the whole time. Just great dudes. And, you know, one of my favorite things about this community. One, like, I feel like I'm one of the lucky ones because of all the Rush road trips. Like, I get to meet a lot of you. And, you know, I see the names pull up and like I've been able to make those personal connections, which I'm not going to lie, means a lot. It means so freaking much to me. But also just, you know, getting to meet these other, you know, people that do these shows. And man, there's some just amazing human beings in this atmosphere. And I'm just very lucky to be a small part of that. And, you know, guys like Josh, appreciate you, man. Hey, James, appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Sean, Vince, Robert. This is awesome. We got a lot of fun people in here. Now, today what we're going to be doing, what's up, Dave? How we doing, man? We got Mike. Today we're going to be doing a mock draft. We're doing a full mock draft. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I gotta update you guys. I'm going out of town a little bit. So this weekend, probably you're not going to get any shows unless there's some breaking news or whatever else. But whenever I come back, you know, I get back Monday, it's draft book time. I've got a little over 100 players finalized, and I've got about 60 to 70% on the other 150 close to done. Just got to get through two game tapes on each one of those. Goal is to get the draft book out. Probably going to be on the 12th. That's my guess, 12th to 14th. That's kind of my target days. Super excited about that. You know, it's such a huge process, and so many awesome people are helping us with that, and I appreciate all that they do. And we give it out. You know, you're talking 100-plus pages, 250 draft profiles written, NFL-style, big board, war room, ranked one through whatever. We give it to everybody on the 49ersrush.com. And, you know, if you don't have a membership, you got a seven-day free trial, or on our Patreon channel, you can sign up for $1 a month and get all this. We just give it away. We used to sell it in the past, and I was like, no, man, let's just give it to people. And if you're somebody without money and you're struggling, man, just email me. We'll get it to you. That's what we're going to do. So this weekend, just want to let you guys know, I'll be away from the center of recording, but I'm going to be getting me some sun, hanging out with some friends. It's going to be awesome. Will, again, I'm going on a trip with people I met through the Rush road trip, which is really, really cool. So really excited about that. And just, you know, spending some bro time, which is always needed. So a little bit of news that's come through. Those mean Detroit Lions, they decided to match the offer sheet that the 49ers extended to tight end Brock Wright. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show, this is what I expected to happen. The longer it went on, I was like, oh, maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. Yeah, they did. Rah-rah caveman. He got it. It's what it is. And so no tight end two for the 49ers currently. And I think Cameron Latu, Brandon Willis will fight it out for tight end three. I'll tell you this right now. The 49ers are going to draft a tight end in the second, third, or fourth rounds. Like, it's just happening. And that's a big reason. You know, I was waiting today because I didn't want to do a Brock Wright breakdown until it was a done deal. I didn't want to get my hopes up. He's a damn good player. But now we don't have him. And so I wanted to do this. The Niners have tipped their hand. They want a tight end too. They don't believe it's in the building. Charlie Warner's gone. Brandon Willis, Cameron Latu. All right, whatever you get from those guys, great. They're taking a tight end in the second, third, or fourth round. So we're going to do a full mock draft, and we're going to see how this plays out and what this looks like, because I think that it's a for real need. I really, really do. Right here, James says, like, subscribe, comment, always helps, John. That is correct. And if you're, you know, downloading this podcast and listening to it later, just want to say thank you. All the support that we can get is huge. Oh, we're going international. Johan, what's up, man? From Ireland. We got Tobias from Sweden. Gosh, I love it, man. Peanut Jeff, he says, I love every one of these mock draft episodes. Good. I'm glad. I try to do one a week, and I get emails, do more. And I'm sure there's other people on the other end that are like, oh gosh, not another mock draft, but it's what it is. Mike, woo. Am I the only one that equates watching more mock drafts and watching more prospects with the team drafting better? Man, I hope so. I hope so. yeah, we'll see here. Josh says, you know, he's pissed the Lions match Brock Wright's offer. Yeah, that's frustrating. I wanted him. Mike says, you were right. Thank you. I'll take that all the time. There we go. Overtime with Brian Peacock is his new channel. Thank you, James. James on top of stuff now. I freaking love it. Hey, Red Jet, how you doing? Glad to have you here. This is awesome. I'm excited about this. Josh says third round tight end is ideal. Ooh, I like that. I like that. And because there's only one, I only got one second round graded tight end. And, you know, that's Jatavion Sanders out of Texas. I think he'll be gone by the time we pick in the second round. Niners met with him. Somehow he falls to 63. I think you run that card in. But I don't know. I think you got to trade back up to get him. He's too much of a playmaker. I've got one third round guy. That's Theo. Fourth round. All right. Jaheim Bell. He's a possibility. There's some guys there. Now, other news. Randy Gregory just signed with the Bucks. Now, I don't know, and I'm out on this one because I was incorrect. He is not part of the compensation pick formula. Now, if you look at over the cap's projection, they're wrong a lot of times because they're just going off of contracts. It's a three-part thing. Playing time, contract, average per year, and then postseason awards. That's what dictates the formula. Currently, the Niners are projected to get a fifth-round pick and 2 7ths. Way better than I thought it was going to be. So pretty excited about that. And if Sam Darnold wins the starting job for the Vikings, which is scary to say if you're a Vikings fan, but you're not watching this show, that could bump up to a fourth and 2 7ths. So the playing time aspect of it, you know, which is, you know, the second third of the formula, we'll have to see how that works out. But if Sam Darnold starts, and so Niner fans, you want Sam Darnold to start. We want that fourth round. That's what we want. Right here, Faithful89 says, isn't Cameron Latu supposed to be a pass-catching tight end exclusively? Yeah. The only problem with that is he has the worst hands on the team. You could add up the top three other players' drops through training camp. They would not equal Cameron Latu's on his own. And so the mental aspect of it was huge, no doubt. Hopefully that's out, but you're moving forward with, we need a tight end too. That's just all there is to it. And if you don't draft a tight end too, you're going to go back and you're going to sign a free agent. Now, let me look. I always need to pull up, you know, Mike Clay, who does just an awesome, phenomenal job just keeping up with all the free agents and stuff. And I tagged this post, but for some reason it's disappeared. I want to look real quick at the tight ends that are available in the free agent market. Let me see here. Boop, 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 boop. Here we go. These are the tight ends who still have not signed elsewhere. Logan Thomas, Robert Tonyan, Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Blake Bell, Ooh, 49ers, great Blake Bell. Tyler Croft, Jess Swaim, Mecole Pruitt. Like, I think Ross Dwelly's still out there. Like, these are the type of guys, if you don't draft a tight end, which I'm telling you the Niners are going to draft a tight end, those are the guys. Robert Tonyan would be nice. Logan Thomas would be nice. Blake Bell, bring him back. Why not? Tyler Croft would, like, there's guys. And this is where we're at, right? This is the last wave of free agency. And these guys are going to sit. You know, a couple more guys to get signed, but it's going to be slow, 1 to 2 signings a day. You know, the Niners just signed running back Patrick Taylor Jr. from the Packers. He's a special teams guy, more of a receiving back than anything. Humble Texas, what's up, man? Texas guy, undrafted free agent from Memphis. He probably not going to make the roster. And so you're getting special teams type signings. Now, if you go through the draft and you miss out on a safety, then you pick up a free agent safety, which there's a lot left. You go through and you don't get a tight end, you pick up a tight end. That's kind of where we are. You know what I mean? I'm with you, Josh. Robert Tonyan's a decent fit for sure. He's not great, but he gets you what you want. So let's dive in. Let's do this, baby. The people are here. Let's have some fun. We're going to be doing Pro Football Focus, which they are the best at building the board and having the best trades and all that stuff. It's a paid site, obviously. They're the worst at showing you who's on the board. They don't have an option for that. So we're going to do a full 7th round. You can change the speed, so we'll start off relatively slow. Board, we're going more public over PFF. Positional value in the middle. Draft for draft needs a little heavy because I think teams do that. Randomness, not completely, just a little random. So we're going to do full 7 rounds. And before I do want to give a shout out. It's opening, you know, baseball has started or we're past opening day. And if you're a Giants fan, which I know a lot of you guys are, I'm not myself, but man, if you want an awesome Giants podcast, the Giants Cocktail Podcast is absolutely incredible. Just some dudes that want to hang out, make some drinks, have fun. They've been around for a while. They supported the show, and they are just awesome. So I tried. They're not paying for this or anything like that. I freaking love those dudes. So if you are a baseball fan, go check out the Giant Cocktails Podcast. Let them know 49ers Rush sent you because they're just some great dudes, man. And anything I could do to support them, I'm all about it. So let's start this draft. Full 7 rounds, starting the draft, and I don't really care about the top guys too much. Now, again, I do have to say this. PFF has no way to look on it who's on the board, so you got to kind of keep track, okay? So to simplify things, who are the 49ers keeping track of? We're keeping track of 5 offensive tackles. I'm not trading up for anybody else. That's it, and I understand there's some, you know, what if Rome Odunze fell? What if, and I get that, those plays, but this is going to be a little bit more of a realistic mock where we're not going to get too crazy. You know me, I like to get crazy, but not too crazy. So I'm trying to keep track of the tackles. Talese Fuaga is the first tackle gone. He went number 5 overall. Joe Alt's gone. That's 2. Let's see here. All right, man, tackles, they're still there. J.C. Latham, 3. Fashanu, 4. And then Futanu, 5. All 5 tackles gone in the top 19 picks. This is a realistic endeavor. And now I'm sitting there and I'm just like, look, if I could have it my way, I'm trading back in the first round, almost regardless of whatever, unless just somebody elite falls. But if I am going to trade up, it's for one of these elite offensive tackles. There's 5 of them. I got 5 first-round grades there. They're all gone. So I'm just telling y'all right now, I'm not trading up in the first. I'm DUN. I'm just going to hit resume draft. Graham Barton's gone, too. Cooper DeJean's gone. Johnny Newton's gone. Kool-Aid's gone. Tyler Guyton's gone, thank God. Chop, Latu. Jordan Morgan's gone, Byron Thomas, and Peyton Willis. So now the 49ers are on the clock at 31. And we'll get to what's available. But right here, Dan, he says, you know, I heard the top five OTs are really three OTs and three guards. If you're a power team, then yeah. And I think if you listen to some of those generic NFL draft podcasts, which I do, and there's some good ones, or generic, you know, just whatever NFL. Yeah, that's true. That is not true if you're looking at this from a zone scheme, especially Kyle Shanahan, who has no issues with undersized, short-armed tackles. He has no problem whatsoever. Just look at Colton McKivitz. He doesn't even have 34-inch arms. And maybe the only tackle in the NFL that doesn't have that. I mean, we had Tom Compton start tackle for lots of times. What's up, Salty? The man's in the house. And so, look at Dave. He says, a realistic mock means defensive line in the first and running back in the third. There you go. I like it. Oscar say a trade back in. I mean, you see the big board. Josh says, easy trade back scenario. We'll see. Morgan from Arizona's gone. I'm not the biggest Morgan fan. Now, I was talking with Brad today, Brad Graham, who's incredible. I trust his O-line assessments over mine. He played the position. I coached it, but that dude's he's the best in the business, man, whenever it comes to O-line stuff. And he's awesome. SF Niners, shout out to him. He loves Morgan, and it's fine with him at 31, but even he discussed upside is limited. Now, experience and all that stuff's there. But, we'll see. Murphy or Risk? Murphy, I'm huge on. Fisk, I'm out on. Oscar, you know that. Let's see here. So, let's see what's available. Amarius Mims, you guys know I'm completely out on Mims. I will never be on a show that drafts Amarius Mims in the first round. If Amarius Mims was there in the second round at pick 63, I'd have the discussion. I have a third round grade on him. I'm not drafting him. Jackson Powers Johnson fell. He's on the board. Tyler Newbin, the safety. A.D. Mitchell, Zach Frazier, Ladd McConkey, T.J. Tampa, Mike Sanders still, Cameron Laster, Braden Fist, Troy Franklin, Broswell. This is the big board. Ennis Rakestraw, Darius Robinson, Sua Mataya. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Michael Penix, Roman Wilson, Bullard, Pearsall, Isaac, Tavian Sanders. That's my tight end in the second round. Like, I'm sitting here and Jackson Powers Jr. is there. Whew. That is, yeah. You know, we did one slither. Like, there's like five different things of randomness. We only did one. So, like, we're on the less random side. We're at like 20%. Jackson Powers Johnson's there. Yeah, they have him 24th on their big board, PFF. I have him 20th on my, I have a true first round grade. If I'm making this pick, that's Jackson Powers Johnson. Darius Robinson is there. I'm a little lower on him than most, but I love JPJ. And right here, JPJ. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man? Take Powers. I love this.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000. With basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Dan, JPJ is the pick. Run to Goodell. Give him the card. JPJ, JPJ, JPJ and McConkey. I like that. Salty says, Mims and Guyton are all about potential, not performance. I would take JPJ in a heartbeat. I am too, but let's look. Let's look at the trades. Let's see what's up. The Raiders at pick 44. All right, let's play a little bit here. Okay? Let's see. Let's put a trade out there that would be crazy. Because I'm sitting here, if I'm the GM, and I think that these things happen, the general manager, John Lynch. Oh, our guy's there. We're taking Jackson Powers Johnson. We're riding off into the sunset. But then that phone rings and you say, hey, maybe the Raiders need their quarterback, because they do. Michael Penix, or, you know, whatever quarterback is there, whoever. What's it going to cost them to trade up 13 spots for pick 31? And I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but let's just play. What if we get there first next year? Oh, they won't do it. The bar went from 100% your team owner will veto it to not happening. And so their second and first next year, what if we add in next year's third? Still no. Next year's second? Still no. And probably that's fair. They shouldn't trade their second. Their second and third, man, that's 44 and 77. And I think we've had this before. Oh, man, was this it? Yeah, look at this. This was back from March 3rd, a month ago today. I'm glad I saved my screenshots. 49ers are on the board at 31, and all the first-round worthy OTs. This is the text. I'm reading the text from March 3rd, or the tweet. 49ers on the board at 31. All the first-round worthy OTs are gone. The Raiders offer the number 44 and number 77 picks, so a second and third for our first-rounder. Do you take it? Had like 1,300-plus votes. It was right down the middle. 50%, 50.5% said yes. 49.5% said no. I mean, you're talking, you would get an extra second, so you'd have 2 seconds and 2 third-round picks. Or do you just sit here and take Jackson Powers Johnson? Man, that's a trade. I might want a little extra gravy. Get an extra fifth round next year, maybe. I don't know. Who else is on the trade? I don't want this trade. Let's back off now. Let's see. Who's the other team that wants to trade with us? The Rams at 52. I'm not trading with the Rams. So my question to you is, would you guys be willing? Normally, I would take this trade and fall back. If Jackson Powers Johnson wasn't there, oh, I'm trading back. Look at William. He says, JPJ sounds like a superhero. I like that. Rekin says, so what? We just put Jake as a backup to depth? Is that where? Yeah, I think so. I mean, the lock. Jake Brindle's cheap, so he's not going anywhere. You keep him, and maybe he even starts week one, but Jackson Powers Johnson would be there. Yeah, Oscar says 44-78 with the third next year. That's too much. They said no. Look at this. It says, wow, John, on top of those predictive polls. Yeah, right. Where's PFF? Y'all need to hire me. Well, a little known story. Before I started my podcast, and I've told this before, I think, I applied to PFF. I got rejected. they said no. I was like, oh, man. So I applied, went through the whole process, and they do this evaluation thing, and I submit a couple of evaluations, and they're like, sorry, we're going to pass. And like, I argued with the guy after he told me no. I was like, dude, I was like, I've coached for like a decade. Like, I think I'm pretty good at this. And he's like, sorry, man, just not a fit with us. And now PFF pays me every year to, what's it called? To advertise on my show, which is, I guess, ironic. I have no ill will, but it is funny. And a lot of times whenever I use their site, I'm always like, ha, not good enough for them. But anyway, what's it called? Mike says, try and trade back. Yeah, I don't know. Tobias, JP is just too good to trade down from. You know, my biggest need has been center. My biggest need, and we're dropping down 13 spots, 31 to 44. You're losing those premium guys. There is a first-round player, number 20 on my board. I think you got to get that guy. Dan says the second and third of this draft, pretty valuable. Take Johnson. Trade Ayuk. No, we're not trading Ayuk. Don't do that. JPJ can't play guard too. Worst case scenario. Do the trade. JPJ. Oh, there we go. I love this. look at this. At least his parents didn't name him Austin. Austin Powers Johnson. And I love that's coming from a Leon Sandcastle tag. I like it. The quarterbacks are left is Penix. It'd be Penix. So, look, I get it. The trade is a decent value. I don't care. I do not care. And I said this, you know, if we get a center, the offensive player of the year this past year was Christian McCaffrey, who was just unbelievable. Got MVP votes. But if you get a good center, Christian McCaffrey is going to get several hundred more yards because right now the run game is struggling with our center. And I like Jake Brendel. He's worth more than his contract. Oh, yeah, I'm taking this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm taking Jackson Powers Johnson. Boom. And the Niners just got better. Period. A.D. Mitchell goes next. Ladd McConkey, Mims, you know, Troy Franklin, Worthy, Roman Wilson, Darius Robinson's gone. Sanders still, that's who I wanted. Suamata is gone. Rakestraw, Broswell, Isaac, Penix, Xavier Leggett, Pearsall. And I'm sitting here and I'm just like, man, this is the problem. Fisk is gone. Kieran's gone. Frazier's gone. TJ Ciampa. We're almost on the clock. But I can't see the big board on PFF. Jatavion Sanders went, ugh. That was the guy. Man, these last five picks hurt. Chris Jenkins, perfect fit, gone. Marshawn Kneeland, that's early for him. The edge out of Western Michigan, I love him. Jatavion Sanders, gone. Braylon Trice, gone. Jaden Hicks, gone. Max Melton, gone. Rook, gone right before us. So now the Niners are on the clock. We took Jackson Powers Johnson. Gosh, I'm happy about that one. Now, okay, let's trade back up. Let's scroll back up. Who was the 44th pick? Was Adisa Isaac, which is a possibility. So if we would have took that trade, I'm gonna put this in my notes, right? So let's go back. If we took the trade, so I'm going to give you guys bonus. If we took the Raiders trade, right? And that was for 44 and 77. So we got, right? We took JPJ. We would have taken at 44. Let me scroll down through this. I would have taken Zach Frazier. I would have taken the center at 44, Zach Frazier, who is my number two center, right? So we'll see who we would have taken at 77. I know it's not a picture perfect, you know, butterfly effect world or whatever. But I'm cool with this. So we got Jackson Powers Johnson. If we would have been at 44, I would have taken Zach Frazier. You guys know me. Now, let's talk about who's available. We'll look at some teams that are potential want to trade. Keon Coleman, I'm low on him. Jonathan Brooks, no. Jalen Polk, wide receiver. I'm sorry, guys. I freaking love this dude. He is. I got a second round grade on him out of Washington. Let me get my draft right up because I think I got asked. I always got to put that apostrophe in there. Am I doing it right? I'm spelling his name wrong. Jalen Polk. Sorry about that. So I went back and watched some extra Polk tape. I love him. 6'1", 203, 4'5", 40. His speed's good. 22 years old. Hands and deep ball. Tape is so consistent, explosive. Gym rat. He was known to sleep in the building, literally. So he didn't have to go home, so he could be the first one there the next day. Tough physical. He will get up after run blocks. He loves run blocking. This dude loves run blocking. And flex to the sideline, his own sideline, after run blocks. Like, he fits the 49ers culture to a T. High-energy player. Teammates seem, spelled seem wrong. There we go. That's how you know it's my draft book. To look towards him in big moments. Great football player who happens to play wide receiver. Can play all three wide receiver slots. Started at Tech, transferred to Washington. I mean, he's fun. Deep balls, touchdowns, you name it. He could do it all. Hands are incredible. And my player comp for him is poor man's Brandon Ayuk. I've got a second round grade on him. My Niners fit on 1 to 10 is a 9. He fits completely. Now, wide receiver, this is a little bit of a rough one there. But I'm telling you, let me see where he's at. Where is Polk on my sheet? He's 55. I'm high on Polk considerably. We're picking at 63. That's a guy that I'm considering at this point. Kristen Hayes. Oh my gosh. Do we just want to develop the best interior offensive line? You know, he's a guard only, in my opinion. He did play some center, but we got our center. I don't think that the Niners would draft center guard, but that's fun. Jalen McMillan out of Washington, don't like him near as much. Jalen Wright, running back, no. Brandon Dorlus, it's a little rich for me here in the second round. The Niners met with him. If you like Darius Robinson, you're going to love Brandon Dorlus. Interior, edge player that can play inside, bigger bodied guy, way more twitched up than Darius, but not as productive as Darius. But like if you want that role, defensive end, defensive tackle hybrid, Eric Armstead hybrid guy, Dorlus fits that. Tavondre Sweat's there. Oh, I love that dude. Stopping the run, that would be perfect. Javon Baker, wide receiver who the Niners have met with, little rich for him here, in my opinion. I don't have him anywhere near Polk. If I'm going wide receiver, I'm going Polk right now. Austin Booker, edge. Blake Fisher, tackle. I ain't mad about Blake Fisher now. I have Fisher in the third round. Let's see, keep going. Like, a lot of the guys that I really, really, Cameron Kitchens, I love at safety. Ooh. That's a fit right there. That dude is a baller out of Miami. One, you watch Miami safety play, and one of two things happens. You start watching the defensive back of Miami, and the first thing you think, it was just his birthday just a few days ago. Sean Taylor, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't look at a running back for Miami and not think about Frank Gore. I can't look at a safety in Miami and not think about Sean Taylor. And so what happens a lot of times with me, I'll look at the DB playing, whatever. And I'm just like, no, I hate this. Like, you're doing a disservice to Sean Taylor by playing soft or whatever else. Cameron Kitchens passes the test. I'm not saying he's Sean Taylor. There's only one Sean Taylor. It could have been one of the greatest safeties ever without the horrible stuff that happened. But 5'11", 203. Do I think the Niners would take a safety in the second round? I don't. I do believe he is a fit. I do believe he is worthy of the second round. 21 years old, ball production, downhill, tough as hell, 11 interceptions in 2 years, loves football. Like, maybe I'm just saying this because this might be my only opportunity. Cameron Kitchens is a baller. I have him graded way over Jair Brown, but it's not a need. Yeah, the Niners need another safety. But no, I would not spend a second round here. I'm not liking the board right now, to be honest with you. Jeremiah Trotter, Patrick Paul. All right. That's a fit at tackle. I don't like him, but I do have a back end of the second round grade on him. Christian Mahogany, Cedric Van Praan, like Brandon Rice is there. There's guys here that I like, but there's nobody I'm in love with. The player that makes the most sense to me, if I'm staying here, if I'm picking, 2 to 3 guys, and I'm going to put it up to you guys, my scouts, Jalen Polk, probably Tavondre Sweat. Like, those are the two guys. Dorlus, maybe. But I don't think the value's there for Dorlus, right? And I love Haynes. I'd put him up there, but we just drafted an interior guy. We got to draft, like, what are we going to do? If the Niners drafted Jackson Powers Johnson and Christian Haynes, John Feliciano would start the other spot. Now Aaron Banks is a backup. Spencer Burford's getting cut. Jake Brendel's a backup. And I know somebody's listening like, dude, you just solved all our problems. But I still do believe in Aaron Banks. Pre-injury, Aaron Banks was awesome. So I think that's just, if we didn't get JPJ in the first round, I'd be like, Haynes, yeah. But right now I'm leaning Polk or Sweat. Those are the two guys. We do have a few options there. I like that. And I like Colston. Linebackers, Colston and Trotter, I like. They're not playing over Dre Greenlaw. Period. Very similar to how I said we're not going to draft a safety. Cameron Kitchens is a value play here, and I think he fits the value. He's not playing over Jair Brown. Maybe he might. I don't know. But I love Jair Brown. It's not an important – safety to me is like running back. The NFL treats it as a cheap position. And linebacker, I love linebackers, but – I'm sorry. We signed Devondre Campbell for that money. We got two young pups. I'm not spending a second on that. Yeah, check out DTs. Yeah. Sweat, just a bunch of What? Check out the DTs after sweat. It's just a bunch of failure. Yeah, it's and I like this DT class. Let me see. Who are the other defensive tackles available? Because I like a lot of these guys. They have Dorless listed as interior. Michael Hall, Dwayne Carter, I like. Taylor, I like. McKinney, I like. Boyd, I like. There's, man, I'm sorry. This defensive tackle draft in the third and fourth round is awesome. I really like a lot of those guys. Nowhere near Sweat, though. Yeah, too high for Paul in the second. I have a late second on him. But, man, every time I watch his tape, I'm just like, I don't like it. You like the measurables. You like the experience. But he's got the most experience. He's played more than anybody else in this draft at tackle. But he's still raw. Josh says he's going Sweat or Polk. Thank you. I like you guys. Trade down. Let's talk about trade down. We're sitting at pick 63, okay? The teams that want to trade down, the next closest team is the New York Giants at pick 70. So we drop back 7 spots. Now, man, I don't know. If we trade back 7 spots, what would we even be getting? We wouldn't even be getting their fourth, 107. But I wonder if we sweeten the deal a little bit. Ooh, here we go. Yeah. So here's the trade. And I think that this is relatively fair. I think this would be the trade. I don't even want to look at the other teams because I'm scared to drop down 7. I'm not saying we're going to do this. But let me ask you guys this. We would get 70 and 107. We would give up 63 and 211. So we'd fall back 7 spots to jump up 104 spots later in the draft. 107 is an early fourth, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, 107 is an early fourth. And so if I'm staying here, I'm probably taking Sweat or Polk. Drop back 7 spots. I don't mind that. There's going to be guys there. But we jump up 104 spots late. So we basically, we'd be giving up our 6th round comp pick, the back end of the 6th round for an earlier 4th. I don't mind that at all, to be honest with you. I'm getting a lot of Sweat love. Sweat. Cooper BB. I like BB. Shortest arms ever. He'd have the shortest arms of any starting offensive lineman in the NFL. Red flag, not so much for Shanahan and his peeps. Say trade down, Salty. Vince says 7 spots, trade down. Let's see here. The 49er says, how deep is the O-line this year? If this class is deep, we need O-line. We already got our center. Tackle, I mean, Paul, it's rough. Oscar says trade. Dumpster says trade. What are y'all talking about trading down? Arguably the most impactful draft in the regime's history, and you want to trade down for what exactly? More dart throws, I think, Corey. I mean, if there was a guy that was sitting here that I was just in love with, like, where do I have? Let me look at my numbers. Where do I have Sweat? I mean, I have Sweat 47. That's pretty high. I have Polk 55th. That's where we're looking, you know, trade-wise. We're at 63, so there's value there. Now, Sweat's never going to be an every-down guy. He's a 2-down player that's just going to stop the run. That's all he is. And so, like right here, Salty says, unless you think Sweat is the right fit at nose tackle, Polk isn't worth it. Man, I think Polk is worth it. But I would take Sweat. If I was picking and I wasn't trading back, I'm taking Sweat. Josh says, taking Sweat still. Think as you get wide receiver in the later rounds. Yeah, that's true. But Polk, I'm telling you, is a complete Niners fit. Space, I mean, he creates space. Deep ball, check. Hands, check. Mean as hell. Already blocking. Like, you don't have to coach this dude up. He plug and play. Ah, trade down. You just said picks from now was the sweet spot. Yeah, that is, right? Dropping 7 is still too far. Make the trade. Kyrie Jackson available. Yes, he is. Take that trade. Run stuffer. Ah, man, I don't know. Take the trade and see if Sweat, Polk, or Hall Jr. are available. I don't like Hall Jr. I think I'm taking the trade. Everybody always says, you know, I'm a Longhorn homer, and I get that. Right here, do you have Sweat over Jenkins? I have Jenkins 46, Sweat 47. I got a back-to-back. So the answer is no. I have Jenkins a spot ahead, completely different builds, but they do the same job. They both stop to run. Both physical freaks, but, you know, maybe 50 pounds difference. That's the thing. I think I'm trading down. I'm going to fall back seven spots. If I was here, we're doing all these what ifs. I don't care. I'm having fun. I hope y'all are having fun. I'm having a good time. I'm taking the trade. We're trading back. What team are we trading with? The Giants. We're getting picks 70 and 107. That 107 pick, y'all watch. That 107 pick is going to be a damn good player. We're getting 70 and 107 for 63 and 211. If I stayed here, I'd take Sweat. But we're falling back seven spots to jump up 104. I'm taking the trade. Offer trade. Trade accepted. Resume draft. I might trade back up. If one of those two guys goes, I'm trading up. Resume draft. Oh, got to pause it quick. How do we slow this down? I'm getting too nervous. Okay, we're slowing it down. Jonathan Brooks, the running back for Texas, they traded up. Chiefs take Patrick Paul, 65. Junior Colston, linebacker, gone, 66. Edgerrin Cooper, gone, 67. Tavondre Sweat's gone. Now, we're picking at three. Do we want to trade up for Polk, or do we just, like, let it ride? Man, I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. We're going to do this. We're taking our medicine now. Like, we lost Sweat. Spencer Rattler gone. And Blake Corum's gone. So I'm sitting here at 70. Jalen Polk's there. I'm taking him. I don't care. I have him 55 on my big board. PFF has him 59. I love this dude. I legitimately love this player. And I think that he could play either out. He could play all three wide receiver spots for us. He fits exactly what we want. We let it ride. And again, we'll see at pick 107. I think you guys are going to be happy with this. I do. Now, here's the problem with PFF. We got to look if we want to trade up or who our targets are. I'm not seeing anybody. Obviously, there's guys, but I'm not sitting here just like, ooh, let's check it out. If there's a trade back option, I'm not doing that. We already rolled the dice. Jalen Polk, wide receiver. We're going all Pac-12. The last year of Pac-12's existence, and we got a couple studs, man. We got Jackson Powers Johnson, and we got Jalen Polk. I love Jalen Polk, man. I really think that this is a dude, the spoils, man. That's a value pick at a huge position. I ain't even mad. I freaking love this dude, man. He's so damn good at everything. Drop rate 5%. Whew. He's just really, really good at everything. So I'm pretty excited about that pick. Jackson Powers Johnson and JPJ. Oh, let's see. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Let's get to our pick. Here we go. Now, here's the cool thing, because we're picking 94, 107, 124. We're getting three guys in this range. Javon Baker's still there. Trey Benson, Michael Pratt, Brendan Rice. Look at all these wide receivers available. Kalen Bullock, safety. John Muir, what's up, Pasadena? Jerrion Jones, Maurice Luafu, Sion Vaki, the safety out of Utah, Ray Davis, Eric Al. Oh, Michael Hall Jr. still sitting there. Bo Lemire. Oh, we got our center. We're not doing that. Dwayne Carter still sitting there. Matt Goncalves. I've got a fourth round grade on him. Tackle out of Pittsburgh. A lot of people love him. He's not one of my favorites. Chris Abrams Drain. I mean, that's a corner that we could play. Jade Stover, tight end. Javon Solomon, edge. There are guys here, guys. Cam Hart, Leonard Taylor. Like, there are players. Cooper Beebe's there. I think he's a guard-only prospect. I don't think we're going too interior, guys. Christian Jones. You know, this is something I talked about with Peacock and Brad, that, like, look, man, like, Jordan Morgan, if you like Jordan Morgan in the first, you should be fine with Christian Jones in the third or the fourth. They're the same damn player, same issues. He's a little bit better athlete and has better measurables than Morgan does, but he's older. He's got some flaws. But, man, there's some guys here. There really are. Defensive tackle, there's a bunch. I'm trying to think what position. Let's look at the – let's go through some positions here. Let's check tight end because I just talked to you guys about the Niners taking a tight end. Oh, we got Ben Sinnott's there. Eric All, Ben Sinnott, Cade Stover, Theo Johnson, Dalen Hooker, Jaheim Bell. There are tight ends galore just sitting there. Look at us in the face. If I was taking a tight end here, it'd be Theo Johnson. But I like Ben Sinnott, and I like Cade Stover. So there's three tight ends. We've got our picks, 94, 107. So I'm going to wait on tight end. I'm going to see who falls. I'm not trading back. I'm not even looking at those trades. We've got three premium picks here, and I'm excited about this. Let's go check out the corners because we need a corner. We need a nickel guy. Jerrion Jones. Oh, get off there, tight end. There we go. DJ James, Chris Abrams-Drain, Jarvis Brown-Lee, Cam Hart. I'm not in love with any of these dudes. I'm not really in love. Where do I have Chris at? I think I had him. I was pretty down on him. No. I've got a third round grade on him. Chris Abrams-Drain. Let me get into my write-up with him. Fun player. You know, he played outside corner for Missouri, 5'11", 179. So he's on the lighter side. Tiny arms, some of the shortest arms and hands, 31-inch arms, 8 5/8, short arms. He's small, 4'4 speed, and he's just bouncy, man, like cat-like. 22 years old, undersized shuffle corner, might be moved to nickel. Not sure he can handle in the run game. Coverage is there. Throws his shoulder, all those things. But, man, you talk about his pass breakups. And so, if you, like, what has been the Niners' Achilles heel, the slot corner? This dude, he'd solve that. It's just what he is. He, you know, turns and plays his best at the deep ball. That's where he just, like, is his thing. So, whenever I was watching him the whole time, I'm like, gosh, I love this dude in the nickel. I'm not sure about the run game. Can he step up? But he's got returner upside. He's smart as hell. I mean, he played quarterback. He's got ball skills galore. Jack Jones was my player comp for him. Ah, but it's funny because when your feet are to the fire, I'm sitting here and I'm like kind of talking myself out of them. But I don't like a lot of these other corners either. And so I'm sitting here looking at the corner position, and it's just like a bunch of guys that are like, yeah, day three, yeah, day three, yeah, day three. DT, there's a lot of DTs. There's a lot of tight ends. Dwayne Carter, I like. He's my top-ranked guy. McKinley Jackson, I like. There's a lot of guys. So I'm going to wait there. So we got three picks. So one of these picks is going to be a tight end. One of these picks is going to be a defensive tackle. Let's go check edge. Let's go check edge because I think that actually is where I'm going to end up going here. I'm just going to be honest. Now, again, if you remember, we stayed put at 31 and got Jackson Powers Johnson somehow. We traded back and got Jalen Polk, right? Edge, Xavier Thomas, Javon Solomon. Ooh, Mohamed Kamara. Both those guys are great picks here. I like Javon Solomon so much. Javon Solomon out of Troy, 6 foot, 246. He's short. This is Josh's personal favorite, by the way. Met with the 49ers already, 4'7", 240. He is a short bend underneath. Production. He's 23 years old. He played in a three-man front, but was productive from all over the place. They moved him around. Weight room warrior, not a speed guy. Dude had 17 sacks. Production from a three-man front. And his PFF grades are off the charts. Now, you're talking Troy, so, you know, whatever. But D Ford, Arnold Ebiketie, I think that's the guy I want. I think I'm going Javon Solomon here. I'm totally cool with this. But I don't want to. I see this. Dan says, you know, take edge at the next spot. But there's three tight ends I like, and there's five defensive tackles I like. There's only two edge guys I like. Really just one. I like Kamara. Let's talk about Kamara real quick. I need to do more work on him. Colorado State, 6'1", 248. So you're talking about two guys with the same build. Short, leverage-type players. Man, tiny hands. 4.57, so he's faster. Leverage and chase, very productive, plays with a lot of passion, great speed, motor, built the right way, 14 sacks. But I think Nick Bonito is my guy. I think Solomon's got the higher ceiling, and the Niners already met with him. And Josh, my main man, said he's one of his favorite players. So, yeah, I think I'm doing it. Right there, Vince says Solomon, great versus the run and pass. Dan, yeah, Solomon, amazing wiggle, gets so low. Solomon's the pick here. And yeah, Kamara's a fun watch. I'm not out on him, but I do think I like him. I do think I like him. Donald Johnson over on Facebook. Let's just draft O-linemen. All O-linemen. He says, kidding. Hear a lot of people saying O-line don't need D-line. Yep, I'm with you. So, yeah, I'm taking him. So I'm going edge, Javon Solomon out of Troy. And I'm pumped about this freaking draft class. Are you kidding me? We got Jackson Powers Johnson in the first. We got Jalen Polk, who we traded back for. And now we're on pick 107 right now. So we're about to get an extra defensive tackle or tight end. Oh, yes. I'm excited. I love this, man. You got a wide receiver. You got a center. You got an edge. Oh. Donald got jokes over here. He said, I'm scared of the name Solomon. Man, Solomon was a good dude. So Niners are on the clock. Dwayne Carter's there. That's who I want. Let me go check. Did Theo Johnson go off the board? Did somebody take Theo Johnson? No, if Theo Johnson's available, I'm taking him. I don't care about any other position. Theo Johnson's available. So I'm going Penn State, Theo Johnson. I am super high on him. Where do I have him? Let's see here. I'm looking at my board here. Theo, I got a third round grade on him. He is my number 61 player. I could not be higher on Theo Johnson, guys. I really can't. And I know I drafted him in another. I've just drafted this dude in all my mock drafts. I stopped drafting him because when the Niners put in for the Brock Wright tight end from Detroit tender, like, I was like, okay, they're not going to get him. But the 49ers met with this dude, 6'6", 259. He's Brock Wright size. 4'5", 40 speed. Ah, dude's huge, man. Great Senior Bowl, after the catch specialist, amazing athlete, tested over 90% of everything, one of the few traditional style tight ends in this draft, can be used as an extra O lineman. This is Brock Wright. This is Brock Wright with upside. That's what it is. Zero projection to his game. Teams know exactly what they're going to get. Complete package, inline blocker from Canada. He's going to be nice. You can just see Kittle making fun of him. I'm taking Theo Johnson. So now we have the question, right? What was worth it? Because was it Tavondre Sweat? Would you rather have area? Forget the mock draft. Let's jump into secondary universe, right? Okay, here's what I'm asking you right now. Tavondre Sweat, straight up, or Theo Johnson and Jalen Polk. That's what we came down to. So y'all gotta type this. Y'all gotta type this in the chat. Tavondre Sweat, straight up, or the combination of Jalen Polk, wide receiver, and Theo Johnson, tight end, out of Penn State. Which one do you want out of those two? Because that's what we decided. That's what we decided. And I think we made the right choice. I really, really do. I don't want to move on because I want to see what you guys have to say there. Yeah, the combo, Polk and Johnson, sounds like a presidential ticket. I like that, Oscar. Newt says, the combo for me. What if I can get a boat? Oh, I love the Family Guy reference. Lois, hold on. Yeah, we can get a boat, but the mystery box can be anything. Why, it could even be a boat. I got it. Theo, okay, we're saying Sweat. Dan says I'd still take Sweat. All right. The trade worked. Take McKinley Jackson here. Yeah. Yeah, Polk and Johnson. Oh, what's up, Phil? How you doing, brother? Good to see you, man. Yeah, I'm excited about this. No, Brindle, I don't think anybody else would want Brindle, to be honest with you. I really, really don't. He's ours until we cut him. I don't know. Maybe the Dolphins might take him. It'd have to be a 49ers coaching staff type guy, right? There we go. References are my thing, Dave. That's what we do here. So again, I'm loving what we got so far. We're on the clock. I said we're taking defensive tackle here, and that's exactly what we're doing. All right, let me look at my big board here on the guys that I got, which is so much easier whenever you have your big board war room set up, which, again, I want to share with everybody on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. It's just so easy. The visualization of it is just, it just makes it easier. So my defensive tackles that I have Dwayne Carter, then Mason Smith, a full round ahead of McKinley Johnson, Michael Hall, then Leonard Taylor. Like, that's my order. And I think, is Carter available? No. Is Mason Smith available? They're lower on Mason Smith. I'm way high. Let me go to my write-up, and I really enjoyed watching him because you had those two guys, Mason Smith and Mekhi Wingo for LSU. And so, like, they're right next to each other. Mason Smith, 6'5", 306. Small hands, again. 5.0140. He can move now. Met with the 49ers already, 21 years old. Length and heavy hands. Big frame, lots of potential, hasn't put it together. This was a guy that came out of, like, he was the top five player out of high school. You're talking unlimited potential. Like, complete five-star ESPN, you know, what, Rivals, whatever. 24, like, he was it. Power. Tall, but uses great leverage consistently. Delivers a punch like he's attacking the sled every single play. And you see the, one of my favorite things to do is whether watching O-line or D-line, whenever you see the helmet of the opposing player pop up consistently, it's like whack-a-mole, right? They lunge at each other at the snap, and whoever Mason Smith's going against, you see that head just pop up. And so, like, whenever you watch Kinlaw, who was this beast, right? Mason Smith's not built like Kinlaw. Kinlaw's got an extra 30 pounds on him. But the problem with Kinlaw's tape, he started to figure out a little bit last year, is he didn't use his height and leverage to his, you know, advantage. He'd stand straight up and play behind his hands. I hate it. Like, underneath his shoulder pads. Mason Smith plays like Javon Kinlaw should. Now, he did have a torn ACL in 2022. It was celebrating a play. The Martin Gramatica guy. First player to ever wear zero. Like, he's got some flash at LSU. I know that doesn't matter to some people. It matters to me. Three sacks last year. But, I mean, this dude just pushes the freaking pocket. Christian Barrymore. I've got a third-round grade on him. I love him. I don't know. The problem is when the bull rush doesn't work, what's his, you know, second, third game plan? He doesn't have that yet. This is a potential pick. 21 years old. Niners already met with him. I like him. I really, really do like him. And I think he would automatically step into that Kinlaw role. He's that type of player, a little bit smaller, but more physical. He's a mean, mean man with a lot of potential. And when once you get here, we're in the fourth round. This is an extra pick. No, this is not an extra pick. This is our actual pick. But I'm taking Mason Smith, defensive tackle. And so now let's step back. Let's look at what we got. We got Jackson Powers Johnson. We got Jalen Polk. Oh, freaking love that. We got Javon Solomon, the edge out of Troy. Gosh, man, I'm loving this draft. We got Theo Johnson, our tight end. Now we got Mason Smith, the defensive tackle. That's five premium picks, man. Oh, I love it. Pick 132. We got two picks here in a row, 132 and 135. Leonard Taylor's still there. Christian Jones, who I was talking about earlier. I freaking love that pick. I want to run this one in. This is, if you like Jordan Morgan, I haven't drafted another Texas player yet, have I? I want to make sure. I almost did. I traded off the board when we could have drafted Sweat, my Texas guy, just so I could take my Texas guy later. Christian Jones at tackle right here makes so much sense. McKinley Johnson's still there. Will Shipley's there. All right. All right. I like me some Will Shipley. I don't want to draft a running back. I really don't. What are we going to do with him? We got Elijah Mitchell. We got freaking JP. I love JP. We just signed this other guy, whatever. Shipley makes some sense here, especially in the return game. That's a possibility. You know Shanahan's going to want him. Cedric Gray, linebacker, great player. God, there's some guys here. We're getting two. That's the good news. We're getting two studs. Oh, Super Chat. What's up? Sean Ferris, my man. Been too long, bro. Does Diggs trade affect Ayuk situation? I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm a mean person a lot of times because as soon as something happens, okay, Stephon Diggs gets traded to the Texans. Man, shout out to the Texans. They fleeced the Bills, who are just, they're just dumping water. They're rebuilding their entire roster around Josh Allen. And they're like, look, we're just going to reset it. We can't maintain this cap. Josh Allen's got lots of year. We're going to rebuild it. We'll see if that pans out, but whatever. And so immediately they trade Diggs, and you look at the wide receiver room for the Bills. It's terrible. Curtis Samuel's their wide receiver one, Khalil Shakir, whatever. And everybody's like, oh, the Bills are going to trade for, you know, Brandon Ayuk now. And I'm just like, what? Like, and maybe I'm wrong, and I hope this bites me in the butt. I'm not trying to be mean. Like, this is what happens in my mind. I get on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, this is so fun, and I'm enjoying all the reactions. But then I just start seeing Niners going to trade Ayuk to the Bills. Bills, Ayuk landing spot. And I'm just like, this is what happens in my head, and this is why I say I'm a mean person. I'm like, you're an idiot. I don't put that on Twitter, and I don't even want to single people out. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to walk you through my process. Why the hell would the Bills do that? Why would they do that? They're dumping cap. They're gathering picks. They're doing a poor job of it. Why would they give up more picks and pay? That doesn't make sense with rebuilding around a young quarterback. Now, Ayuk, I get that, would help Josh Allen. I'm not saying he wouldn't, but I'm sitting here telling you, no, it doesn't make sense from a Bills perspective. From a 49ers perspective, where are the Bills' first-round pick? It's number 28 overall. That doesn't get us a tackle. I'm not trading Ayuk. I'm sticking to this. I'm not trading Brandon Ayuk. I full stop there. But if I had to trade him, unless I'm guaranteed a tackle in this draft, all five tackles went in the top 19 picks in this mock draft we're doing currently. 28 doesn't get us anything. It doesn't get us anything. It doesn't make sense for me. If I'm not getting a tackle, I'm not trading Brandon Ayuk. And even then, I want gravy, right? What's the fig? What's the fig? Like, I want the extra. I want interest. And so I want a top 20 pick with the third round or a starter to be named. That's what I want. Now, go back to pick 28. Okay. Well, what about the third round pick? They don't have one. They don't have one. We're going to get a second from them next year, which they just traded for. Like, it doesn't make sense for them. It doesn't make sense for us. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I just don't want it. And I can't get it to make sense for anybody. I don't know. Maybe I'm a jerk. I know I'm a jerk, but very happy to have you back, Sean. You're the man. I freaking love it. Let's see here. Getting some of these. Ooh, take Guerdo next. Yeah, Isaac Guerdo. I can't ever say his name right. The running back. He's fun. Oscar, is Mitchell gone after this year? Yeah, probably. He'll be gone. He'll be gone. Niners do need a great returner, someone like that to take it to the house. Nobody better than Will Shipley. Cedric Gray would be a steal here. You know, and that's the thing. Like earlier I said, I don't want to touch linebackers in the first three rounds. Well, now we're not in the first three round. We're at the end of the fourth round. Now you can take them. Now you can take whoever the hell you want. Like, this is, and that's another thing that's weird. Whenever I do these rankings, the top 100 is a real thing. You look at, like, some of the greatest people in this industry, right? Daniel Jeremiah, somebody I look up to. I just think he's just really good at his job, and he treats people with respect all the time, and he puts his own spin on things, and he doesn't do what other people do. What's he do? He does the top 50. That's it. He does the top 50, and then everybody else is like a third, fourth, fifth round guy, right? He just labels them like that. You know, in the past, I've numbered all my guys, and it's stressful, but I'm sitting here telling you there's not a big difference between 132 and 182. Once you get here, you pick flavors and you pick fits. And we can sit here and say, well, who's the highest on your board? I'm telling you right now, NFL teams don't do that. They'll have five guys with fifth round grades on them, but they don't rank 132 to 152. Teams don't do that. I do that because it helps me and it helps you as we talk about this. But man, Cedric Gray is an absolute steal. You are not incorrect. Floyd says, take offensive tackle, then Gray or a CB. I love that. Love that. Right. Mike C says, thinking about drafting Dalton Kincaid in fantasy now. Yeah, you should. You should. Right here, Ghost. What's up, Ghost? Hey, John, what's the big knock on Jake Brindle? I thought he played average at least. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Average. The problem is we do the film. You know, I've watched every single play through coach's tape for I don't know how many years. There are drives, several drives a game that are ended because of Jake Brindle. He's not good at run blocking. He's very good at communication. Not all the time, but he's good. And he's a locker room guy, and he's cheap. He's a value center and the most offensive line friendly system in the NFL. The one thing that he does, he's got upstairs. I mean, he's smart. And our centers are asked to do more. But no, he's not good. He is not good, in my opinion. I curse more at 64 than I do any other player. Like, it's just, like, my hair's gray. It's getting gray. Like, it's there. You can see it. I want it to be solid gray, but whatever. Like, he's helping me. So for the salt and pepper John Chapman look that my wife is striving for, Jake Brindle needs to stick around because he's going to help me achieve that goal much faster. And Mike, yeah, right here. Jake Brindle cannot maintain his blocks. He is so good for two counts, 1,001, 1,002, and then he just people slide off of him. Athleticism's through the roof. And he might get beat in pass rush, but always stay on that hip, and that's where you see Brock Purdy sidestep and all that stuff. He can't anchor. Can't anchor. And so, yeah. Real quick, I got to blow my nose real quick, so I'm going to play this real quick. Best way to support the show right here. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. All right. So, anyway, that's my Jake Brindle take. We'll move on from there. Let's look across this. Let's see here. It's all about getting views, John. Yeah, that's not me. I hope I never make those decisions. I've caught myself a few times playing with that. Like, oh, I could do this. Yeah, this will work. It's not really who I want to be. Like, I'm very thankful and lucky that I got into this whenever I did. Because if I started right now, it probably wouldn't work out. But I've kind of built my audience, and I'm happy with my audience. I'm not an ambitious person. I'm not looking to be more than I am currently. I just want to enjoy life with my family and make really good friends along the way. That's you guys. And so I'm very happy with where I am and very content with where I am. And a lot of that's because of the support that you guys show. And so I'm very thankful. Very, very thankful for you guys. So, yeah, we'll see there. Now, right here, long-term sustainability from quality content. There we go. Yeah, that's where I'm at. You're smarter than me, Mike. That's what it is. That's what it is. So let's get back to where we're at. There's a lot of guys I really like here. I really, really do. I think I want to go back to, this is very easy for me, Christian Jones, the tackle, and Will Shipley are the two players for me. Now, we're sitting here picking at 132 and 135. If Will Shipley's gone, Dylan Labbe's a guy that I think is, you know, a lesser quality of that. But I'm taking Christian Jones. Let me go to, I don't think I've read my draft write-up of him on here. So let me go to that. Christian Jones, 6'5", 305, 34.5-inch arms, 10 5/8, huge hands, huge arms. He's a big dude. Dude was like a top-tier recruit. 5.04 40. I mean, he's got everything. 20 bench press reps. He's old. He's 24 years old. Run blocking is why you draft him. And so he is an amazing run blocker. If you're just comparing him against Colton McKivitz, Colton McKivitz might be a little bit better in pass pro. Probably about the same, to be honest. Run blocking, no competition. Athleticism and size. Hips are a little stiff, but feet are great. Finishes blocks well. Amazing combine. Awareness A+. Eyes are always where they should be. He started 1 full year at left tackle, 3.5 years at right tackle. He's been in Texas forever. Combo blocks are some of the best in the draft. Like, the Niners do that more than anybody. Like, he's got it. Balance will be an issue, but this is somebody that's played 61 career games at the University of Texas. He was Big 12 commissioner's honor roll 7 times. I mean, academic this, academic that. He's awesome. Grew up playing soccer. That helps you know about his feet. Didn't even start playing football until his junior year in high school. Academic all district. 3,219 career snaps. More snaps than anybody else from the tackle position. This is a value here. I think he's a damn good player. I've got a late third, early fourth round grade on him. We're getting him here late fourth. We're taking Christian Jones, Texas. He'll come in and compete at worst. Might not win the job. And then I'm sitting here, and guess what? 3 picks go by. Will Shipley's still there. I'm taking him. I don't care. Returner alone. Probably worth it. He's our returner. He's our long-term, you know, Christian McCaffrey replacement. You've got the boom with J.P. Mason and Elijah Mitchell. Now you've got two guys. And now, God forbid, Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. You call the exact same game plays with Will Shipley. Is he CMC? No, nobody is. But the skill sets are so freaking similar. It's a big deal. Right here, Mike says, you say an honor roll or something? That's Niner style. Yeah. Look, grades matter. 2 years ago, when we did our top 90 players, like we ranked the 90 players, get to know all the rosters, 78 out of 90 players on the 49ers roster were all academic something in high school or college. The Niners look into intelligence way more than other teams do. So whenever we're doing our research, that's one of the one things I look for at every player. I go to their Wikipedia, and I go to their, which, you know, Wikipedia does a decent job, but then I always check the site. And then, you know, we go to the college's bio, and they list all their academic accomplishments if they have any or if they don't. So it's a big deal. It really, really is. Cedric Gray is there as well. Ooh. I wonder if we could trade up. We traded back. Will Shipley and Cedric Gray are here. I like both those picks. I like Will Shipley way more. And I think it's maybe not a bigger need. I just think we got young pups in line at the linebacker spot. Let's try trading up. I'm drafting Will Shipley. And then I'm going to try to trade up. So I'm drafting him. All right. Now, how do I pause it? Pause. Stop it. Pause and offer trade. Okay. Let's see what it would cost. Where our next pick's at, 176. Yeah. Do we want to offer a pick next year? I don't. They won't take that trade. I'm offering next year's six rounder and pick 176 this year for 137. They won't take it. I'm going to go a couple. Let's see if it goes down and if he doesn't get picked. I'm going to wait just a few picks and see, because I would really, really like to get him here, but I need to let it drop down a little bit. Let's see here. 141. Could we do that? No, not that. Here we go. So now it fits. So I'm offering the Giants. They want to trade like crazy. We're going to give them back a pick. I'm going to offer 176 and our six rounder next year to jump up to 141. I know some people probably don't like this, but that's okay with you. That's all right. I'm cool with this. We're trading up. I'm going to go get a great player. Did they take? They didn't take it. They didn't take it. They didn't take it. Jerks. Try it again. Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. I didn't click offer the trade. They took it. All right, cool. So I traded back up to get Cedric Gray. This is to appease a lot of you guys. And I think he's a damn good player. Let me jump to my write-up for Cedric Gray. I know. I always spell his name wrong. He doesn't have a. There it is. He doesn't have a K at the end of Cedric. It just ends with a C, which is way cooler, in my opinion. And my name's John, so I'm the definition of, you know, person who assesses cool names. My middle name is Lamar, so I don't know. Maybe I got a little bit of say-so. Cedric Gray, linebacker, North Carolina, 6'1", 234, met with the 49ers, fit. He's a fit. 4.640, that's a little bit lower, but not bad. 35.5-inch vert, awesome. 21 years old, space linebacker tackling machine. Insane production throughout his career. Dominated at the Senior Bowl. Niners love that. Just a see ball, get ball type of guy. But his coverage is awesome, awesome. 11 forced incompletions. 11th in forced incompletions. Sorry about that. Shoots gaps, always where he needs to be. Speed will push him to day three. But he is young with a lot of upside. 42 career games played, and he's only 21. How does that even make sense? I don't even understand how that works. High school wide receiver with 2,400 yards and 27 touchdowns. Ball skills are there. Basketball player for 3 years as well. He's just all over the place. I mean, he's awesome. Jordan Hicks, Longhorn guy, sorry. That's who he reminded me of. Levante David is kind of his testing athletic comparable. Third to fourth round grade. So we offered those picks and jumped up. I mean, he's a 49ers fit nine. I really like him. He could fall because a lot of teams, you know, you see that 4.6 speed. If you don't have instincts, that's an issue. And the Niners do cherish. The Niners have two linebacker profiles. One is Fred Warner. Height, weight, speed. Like height, length, speed. That's Fred Warner. And the other one is your thumper tackler. That's Dre Greenlaw. That's what Cedric Gray fits. And so they got two roles. The thumper plays Will. And, you know, speed's a plus. You look at D Winters, right? He's a small thumper, Dre Greenlaw clone, but way faster. Cedric Gray, he's a Dre Greenlaw feel almost to a T. I'm not sure anybody's quite as mean. Nobody's as mean as him. Now, we're back on the clock. We've got 215 to 251. Once you get here, ooh, Daquan Hardy, cornerback, Penn State. I didn't like his tape, but here in the seventh, I like it. We don't have a corner yet. I'm taking him. This is priority free agents at this point. You know what I mean? You find whatever. If somebody that you really liked that's still there, that's cool. We took a corner. You know, he's a smaller guy. I'm not going to do a draft write-up on him, I don't think. Let me see. Did I start one? Maybe I did. Yeah, I did. I sure did. 23 years old, nickel, corner with great speed, punt return specialist, two touchdowns is Daquan Hardy. 5'9", 179. He's small, man. 4'3", speed. And so you got a returner. You put him back there with Wilson. Those are your returners. Taquan Hardy, because the new kickoff rule, you have two returners. You have to. Will Shipley on one side, Taquan Hardy on the other. Boom. Yeah, we'll recap everybody. Last pick right here at the end of the seventh round, pick number 251. Oh, I'm taking him. Talulua Tongavola. Tua Tongavola's little brother. I'm taking him. I think he's a fit. And boom. Let's go back through the draft. I know it's been a lot. I know it's been a lot. Let's see here. Jackson Powers Johnson. Awesome. Love that. We got a B minus for that. Yeah, be kidding me. Then we traded back. We got picked 63 and 211. Or sorry, we gave up 63, 211 for 70, 107. Wide receiver, Jalen Polk. Edge, Javon Solomon. Tight end, Theo Johnson. Give me an F on a Theo Johnson. Come on now. Defensive tackle, Mason Smith. Tackle, Christian Jones. Running back, Will Shipley. Linebacker, Cedric Gray. Corner, Daquan Hardy. Quarterback, Tagovailoa. Golly, I love this freaking draft. What did we miss? We got offensive line help. We got a center, the best center, and a tackle. I like that. Defensive line. We got Javon Solomon and Mason Smith. I mean, you're talking, you're getting some athleticism out of these guys now. I love that. Tight end, too, we got. Wide receiver depth, huge. Now we have a true Brandon Ayuk replacement slash backup true wide receiver. We haven't had that. Ronnie Bell ain't it. Chris Conley's the closest thing we got to it. Jalen Polk, I want that dude backing up Debo and Ayuk, both. Dude, I love this draft. Not a fan of the Shipley pick, says Leon. Ooh. I love that dude. It might be a little early, but man, oh, he's awesome. He is awesome. Right here, is there a way to see who didn't get drafted? No, they don't even show you who got drafted during the simulation, so that's not there either. But goodness, I'd love this. The fact that we traded back, that Theo Johnson pick, which they gave an F, I love it. That's huge. We need one more premium pick. We really do. Yeah, corner's the issue. You know, we that's safety I'm not too worried about. You can go sign a safety. There's a lot of guys out there. Corner, we missed on corner. I've never done sorry, my voice is like done. I've never finished one of these and not had a position where like, wish I got that one. It's what it is. It's what it is. So that's going to do it. The voice says show's over. Y'all are the best. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.